This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, Mike, we talked about the Alabama story last week with Charles... Is it Betacchio? 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 Whatever, it doesn't matter. The hearing on the Alabama player who was in the NBA for a moment, didn't actually play in a game, but was on a roster for a moment. The hearing on this request for a preliminary injunction has been delayed because of weather issues, according to court filing, resulting in his temporary restraining order being extended another 10 days. The NCAA filed a motion Monday asking the judge, an Alabama booster... Now, we learned that the judge is not only from Alabama, he's an Alabama booster, to recuse himself from the case. This is crazy. Betacchio, that's how you say it, Mike. Betacchio. He was granted a 10-day temporary restraining order last week that allowed him to play immediately for Alabama. And that barred the NCAA from punishing the university in any way, with a full hearing scheduled Tuesday. The parties held a virtual status conference Monday, because Taylor Askew, one of the NCAA's attorneys, was unable to attend Tuesday because of the weather issue. Judge James H. Roberts extended the temporary restraining order for 10 days after the NCAA agreed that there exists good cause to extend it. So he's not only an Alabama judge, he's a booster in this. How is that even allowed?
Well, When I commit a crime, I want my brother to be the judge, and then we can just point to this. Oh, I mean, there can be a serious relationship between the two,
Be fine. Very odd, Mike.
That's ridiculous.
The Seattle Seahawks are favored over the Patriots for the Super Bowl. They opened as a 3.5-point favorite before quickly jumping to a 4.5-point favorite, according to DraftKings odds. Early thoughts on that one, Michael? Who you like?
I would put the Seahawks up by 10.
Ooh, wow.
I'd say the Seahawks win by 10.
Wow, that's bold of you. That's very bold of you.
And I will be rooting for them, not just because of my hatred for the Patriots and them beating us, but also because I have family that likes the Seahawks.
Did you see this clip I sent you to of Dabo Swinney last week? Ole Miss coach.
Horrifying.
Yeah, Ole Miss coach Pete Golding, and what he had to say, basically tampering. Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney ripped Ole Miss coach Pete Golding's alleged direct tampering with the Tigers player. Here's what he had to say. Let's play that clip.
That he had communicated to the agent that he wanted no part of this and that his relationship with Jordan was more important to him than Luke Ferrelli. But that Pete Golding just does what he does, quote, unquote. So at 1:30, Sorrells met with Luke face-to-face in his office. And Luke communicated to Jordan and to Ben Boulware that Pete texted him on Wednesday morning, the head coach at Ole Miss, when he was in his 8 a.m. class. And he said, the text message said, I know you're signed. What's the buyout? And then Luke said that Coach Golding also texted him a picture of a $1 million contract. He also, Luke also mentioned to Jordan and to Ben that Coach Golding had had Trinidad Chambliss call him from his phone, and that Coach Golding was there continuing to talk on his phone to push him to re-enter the transfer portal. He also said that Jackson Dart had reached out and called him. But Luke again assured Jordan that he had no intention of leaving. And Jordan kept me in the loop and told me the same thing. So we had a staff meeting on Friday morning, January the 16th, the last day of the portal. At 11:20, Luke called Ben Boulware and told him that Mississippi had reached out again, even though I had kind of let them know the day before, had reached out again, and they had not only reached out, but they had upped and doubled their offer. But Luke told Ben, hey, it's all, we're good. And so Ben told Luke to come to the office and see Sorrells and Coach Sweeney and let them know, hey, everything is okay. So when that was over, Ben then texted Jordan Sorrells, and he let him know that Ole Miss had raised its offer to 2 years, $2 million.
It's wild, right? He's got, like, a player telling him. He's got these texts coming in basically saying, what's the buyout on your contract? They're not even hiding it anymore. They're not even hiding this anymore, Mike. They know that that's going to get brought back to their coaching staff if they don't take the offer. They're going to bring that back. They know that.
And they know the NCAA can do nothing about it.
That's the thing. That's why they're just like, you know what? Shoot that guy a text. Reach out to him. Message him. And see if he's committed there. Guy writes back, yeah, I'm here. Okay, well, what's the buyout? What's the, I'm not so committed to this team. What's the number? $2 million?
Okay, now we'll double it.
This is wild, man. This is absolutely wild. And so this is Pete Golding, man. He was supposed to be the good guy. Taken over for Lane Kiffin. Well, then again, he was with Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, so apparently he doesn't have a soul either.
Yeah, maybe not. But these guys don't even care. They're just flat out saying, hey, X player, player X, you want to play football here? Knowing that that player, if he doesn't, they take the chance. Now, they don't even care if the player's like going to run back and say, hey, man, I'm getting texts from these coaches. They want to give me $2 million to go play there. They don't even care. They know that that's going to get... Dabo Swinney has been against NIL, right? He's talked about it quite a bit, hasn't he? He's been one of them that's kind of been against this whole idea, or at least how it's being operated. They know a player of his, if that player doesn't just quickly go, you know what? Yeah, I'll make up an excuse and get out of here. Yeah, there's the odds that could happen. But there's also like a really great risk knowing that if I'm going to reach out to your player, there's a good chance he's going to bring that to you, whether he's using it as a negotiation strategy or a renegotiation strategy or just to be like, hey, coach, I just want to let you know. They know that's going to happen. And they know if it goes to Clemson, it's going to be a vocal coach that speaks on this. And he's going to blast you. He's going to put your name out there and blast you. But they don't care. Because what is the NCAA going to do? Absolutely nothing. That would be, if they tried to fight that, the courts are going to come in and say, well, you're trying to keep the kid from earning his potential, you know, making his potential amount, right? Don't you think? Let's see. When does it reach a court? Texter says. Go Poke says. Does it? Have you read anything? Any follow-up on this?
I have not.
The NCAA, Charlie Baker's quick to talk about gambling and sports and how we can't have that and how he doesn't want the Alabama player coming back from the NBA. And they're going to lose that, it sounds like. That one I agree with. They can't really spend much time when it comes to a player and potential earnings. Because even though that's flat out the definition of tampering, then the courts are going to basically say, I mean, come on. You can't keep kids from getting all of their options in front of them.
In this case, they might have a point, like, because it's flat out the head coach tampering. But other cases, I don't think they would win in court of law. This one, they might have a chance.
They might. You make a good point. They might. They absolutely might.
And I hope they do. Like, you can't be this obvious. You just can't be this obvious.
No, it is. You're
like selling drugs right in front of the police station.
Like, they just don't care. It's. I mean, the fact that they just don't care tells you everything you need to know. You know the risk it takes to text a guy and try to get it and basically say have it in writing that says what's the buyout?
It must be really stupid. Or really daring.
Or just like, well, what are they going to do? What would they potentially do? Fine him? Fine Golding?
Wonder what his lawyer says.
Take away Ole Miss's draft picks? I mean, what are you going to do? There's nothing.
They'll take away some games, maybe.
I'm curious
to
see.
You're not allowed to be in these playoffs anymore.
I'm curious to see how this one goes. Sweeney then said, you know, this is a whole other level of tampering. It's total hypocrisy. This is a really sad state of affairs. We have a broken system, and if there are no consequences for tampering, then we have no rules and we have no governance. Well, that's the thing. If the NCAA comes in and does act on this, yeah, you just go back to getting sneakier. Okay, they're calling us out on that stuff, but we can get sneaky here. This Alabama case, Mike, the judge on this case for Bediako is not only an Alabama resident, he's a booster. How corrupt is this?
Yeah, when they take it up to the next level, and they will.
It has to.
Like, the judge would lose his license. He would.
Dude, that
there's is. There's no way the judge keeps the license. There's no way he doesn't get removed from the bench because the morality of this.
No, it's terrible because you want a guy, you want your basketball team to win games.
I mean, I wouldn't. Honestly, if it was the Denver Broncos, I would automatically recuse myself because I know, like, hey guys, everybody knows I'm a Denver Bronco. Like, my robe is orange.
You have a robe?
Well, if I was a judge, it was my courtroom.
No, I get it.
My mind went weird. It would be an orange robe.
Yeah. That would be weird of you to do that.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, when have you not known me to wear orange?
You're not wearing orange right now. You're literally not wearing orange. You're wearing an Avalanche shirt.
Yeah, but I have an orange hat here, and my knee brace is orange.
What's wrong with your knee, man?
I've had bad knees for many years.
And it's just kind of you and Derbs back there, man. Derbs has got the ice pack going and everything.
Yeah, I think I'm slowly dying. At least he has an excuse. He played sports. I was just built wrong.
I think we need to institute morning stretching with the fellas. What do you think? We all get in a circle. We all say, "Okay, ready? Straight down, touch your toes. 10 seconds. Here we go." We go around the circle and we take turns leading the count.
No, but the problem is I'd have to wake up earlier, and I can barely get up as it is.
I think it's important. I think the guys would sign off on that.
No.
Morning stretch. No. It's part of our welcome aboard video that we're going to do that's obviously going to touch on some serious stuff. But also, hey, by the way, if you work at KFKA, you are expected to do morning stretches.
I don't think we can get away with that legally.
Morning stretches?
Yeah, I don't think we can force people to stretch.
Well, we can try. We can try.
And if you're going to force me to stretch, I want to be sponsored by somebody.
This morning stretch brought to you by.
And then I get like 50% of the profits.
12:19 the time. Mike Brohard coming up next. Let's talk some Colorado State with CSURams.com. CSURams.com's Mike Brohard. This is the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
Games and talk. Keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Twelve. 24 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome back into the whole show. Joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline, Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. Mike, my friend, always great catching up with you. What a busy weekend it was for Colorado State and honoring a legend, a Colorado State Rams legend over the weekend at the CSU women's basketball game.
Yeah, and Amy was fantastic. She was thrilled that this university still wants to recognize her as one of their own because she's fully invested in this place. A story just posted, and I laughed because she's talked a lot about the years. She came here to give up swimming. She was done with it. She had the chance meeting with swim coach John Manos. At orientation, he offered to pay for her school for a year if she would just give it a try. And they connected. She went off to do what she did. She won an NCAA championship that year. And it was funny. She's hilarious. I asked her, I said, how often do you think about that moment? She goes, every time I pull out my credit card.
Well, Mike, why?
The other part is engaged. She's very engaged with our student. She calls that swim team her girls. And as she puts it, I was Ram, they're a Ram, so we are the same.
Oh, I love it.
One of them happens to be a six-time gold medalist.
Yeah, and you know, a couple of those things aren't quite the same. But Mike, what's the background there? Why was she done with swimming?
She just kind of lost her passion for it when, you know, she left Colorado. I mean, she's a Cherry Creek grad. Her college career wasn't going the way she wanted down in Arizona, so she just, she was done, and she was going to come back. She was going to be a biology teacher. She was going to work with the hearing impaired. She knows ALS. It was funny. She had a meeting. One of our facilities people, he is hearing impaired. They had a chance encounter in the hallway as she was going from one place to the other. She started speaking with him in sign language, and he was thrilled.
Wow. I mean, is there anything like that human cannot do? I mean, she's got one of the greatest stories, even going way back like into her youth, why she even started swimming in the first place. She's just one of those figures, man. She's got to be like, if we're talking, we always like to do the Mount Rushmore. If you're talking Colorado State Mount Rushmore, isn't that the first name, one of the first names you're putting up there?
Yeah, like I've talked to people about this before. If you were going to do a Mount Rushmore of Colorado State athletics, I guarantee you two of them are females.
Yeah.
And I would argue right now two of the most recognizable names in CSU history are Amy Van Dyke and Becky Hammond.
No question. I mean, those are your first two, right? The obvious ones.
I mean, to me, they're the big two. Joy Porter's probably going to be, you can go on. And it depends on, are you going to go off merit, what they did not only as a collegian or in a professional or beyond that, or is it just their collegiate career? Do you look at fan impact that they had? Like in recent memory, Bradley Van Pelt's probably one of the most popular athletes we've ever had. Do you put him on there, or do you put him on there above a Glenn Morris who won the decathlon back in 1936?
Yeah, that's difficult too, because if you look at like Amy Van Dyken, you're definitely adding in, you know, the gold medals, everything she did, you know, outside of just the school program stuff too. It's hard. Like if you say Bradley Van Pelt, I mean, that's a monster name, but in comparison, it's not even close.
No, and then you've got Janae Deloche, who's an Olympic medalist, right? So you could technically really have, I could argue you could have three women on your Mount Rushmore of CSU.
Yeah, no question. Mike Brohard joining us, CSURams.com. So what was the event? And I love this, too, the Ring of Honor, how I think those are so important, whether you're talking programs, whether you're talking professional teams. It's just one of those things that can really, not only do you honor that athlete and that what that human meant to your organization and to your school, but just kind of bringing new fans back into the mix, too, and learning about these legends of their particular sport and beyond that.
Yeah, so that was the interesting thing. So Amy went nuts, obviously, in Atlanta in 1996, right? None of our swimmers were alive when she did that. So that was part of the fun part for me was like, how did you learn who Amy Van Dyken was? And so, like Lexi Tritely tells me, hey, when I told my dad I committed to Colorado State, he goes, oh, that's where Amy Van Dyken went. Hmm. She Googles it.
Yeah.
Claire Wright, she said she's on campus. She sees Amy Van Dyken way over by the Nutrien building. And then she goes to her first practice, and there's Amy on the All-American wall. And she's like, okay, NCAA champion, Google her. And so they start to learn. And not only that, they start to learn what she did post-career, because she's become a huge crusader for people with disabilities and how they sometimes, you know, there's struggles, there are roadblocks for them through society, and she fights against that. And she does it in her own unique way. Amy Van Dyken lives her life very much out loud, and it's what makes her who she is. It makes her fun to be around. People appreciate what she does and how she does it. So, yeah, it's been fantastic.
And that story, you said it just posted, Mike. It's available at CSURams.com?
CSURams.com, yeah. I mean, there's the nice thing about the Ring of Honor, and John Weber wanted this instituted for this reason, is to tell our former legends, we have not forgotten about you. But I think the second fold of that is what I just explained. When you go back, and it might not be somebody that you remember, maybe somebody doesn't remember a Joey Porter because it's been a while since he's played, but go, okay, why are you doing that? And then they go and they look him up and they go, wow, what a story,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You learn about people. I thought that was the greatest thing when we honored Mosley last year and retired his dog. How many people went and looked up his amazing life story?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a remarkable life lived. And if you can educate the people on campus or your fan base about what your past is, I think sometimes, a lot of times, you look back at the past, you understand why a university, why an institution, why programs have the culture that they do.
Yeah, well, and let me ask you this, Mike. Is there a way, is that available at CSURams.com to just go look at the names on the Ring of Honor? Like, what's the easiest way for people to go check that out?
Added, you know, I'll be honest with you, I don't know if we've started a Ring of Honor page. I'm pretty sure we have, because this will be something that goes on through the years. We still have one more member that will go into the Ring of Honor this year before it's all said and done, and that's Jason Smith, and that would be great. I mean, he's just down the street from Kersey, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure we have the Hall of Fame page. We will have a Ring of Honor page. We have the same thing for our Walk of Champions.
I love it. That's the kind of stuff, man. I mean, you know this. When you get into sports, like, that's one of the best parts about sports, is sitting down over a beer or whatever and just going over who was the GOAT, who was the greatest of all time. And when you have this kind of list and you make sure that's a priority, I think this is just something that's so great for the fan. Not obviously the individual, to honor that individual, but it's so great for the fans, for past fans, future fans, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that.
Mike,
that's why I'm looking to continue to do it.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's a great thing. So hats off to everybody over there. When are we going to get Mike Brohard in the Ring of Honor when it's all said and done for you as the scribe for Colorado State?
Never.
No? I don't know. I'm going to put that in. I'm gonna write you in. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I won't have a long enough career.
Rams going to beat San Diego State tomorrow?
If they don't turn over the ball.
Yeah. I thought they were going to beat Utah State, Mike. I before that game, I thought something's gonna click here, and the turnovers were just brutal.
Yeah, that's been the bugaboo. I mean, it was the fourth time this year they've had 15 plus turnovers in a game. There's been a bunch of games where they've had 13, 14 too. That's the one bugaboo that they really got to kind of get solved. They've got to play better under pressure. They have to make better decisions. They have to value the ball more. I mean, they had 10 turnovers at halftime, which was more than they should have had. But they were shooting at such a high clip, they were getting away with it. You drop that shooting percentage down 15% in the second half, that's where you get away with it. And it affected so many numbers. It's obviously directly goes to the points that they got off turnovers, which was an absurd amount. And then you looked at the 40 points in the paint. Well, a lot of those, like we talked to Ali about, those were those pick sixes, as he called them, where they turn over the ball like right at midcourt and they become breakaway layups. Those are points in the paint. That's not the points in the paint that you think about where a guy's posting somebody up or they've driven the basket for a tough layup and hit a cut. This is just turnovers that lead to really easy points.
Yeah, gotta clean that up. I'll be curious to see if what that looks like if they can. Tough task tomorrow night. FS1 8:30. So now we'll be tuning in. Mike, great job as always. I will check out that story available on Amy Van Dyken at CSURams.com too. Appreciate you putting that out there.
You betcha.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
You have a lovely day.
You too, Mike. You too.
Take a nap tomorrow so you can stay up for the game.
Oh, I'll be there with you. Well, I won't be there, okay. But I'll be there in spirit. You know how it goes.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
All right. Mike Brohard, potential Scribe Hall of Famer, Ring of Famer for Colorado State. I don't know why it took so long. Like, why isn't that? If you're an athletic director and you go to a school and they don't have a Ring of Honor or a Ring of Fame or whatever, that's the craziest thing to me.
That's the first thing you do.
Because, well, for one, it's also self-serving, right? Because you bring back these great celebrities. What are they going to do? They might bring out the checkbook. I mean, John Weber's not going to say that's why we're doing it. But, Mike, that doesn't hurt. You bring these big-time players back, and they've, talking about Jason Smith, had a great career in the NBA. He comes back and you're honoring him. You're getting him involved. That was missing for a very long time. And to me, that's like an obvious one. If the school you're going to does not have a Ring of Fame, don't go to it. 36 minutes after the hour. Mike, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about the Nuggets. Why have the Nuggets survived what we thought would be a terrible January run? Coming up next, though, I'm excited about this next guest. We love our sponsors, man, and we want to highlight those sponsors. Kyle Krupanski, the owner of Foundation Sports Nutrition, is going to join me in about 5 minutes. So we'll get to that interview coming up. Stick with us. It's The Whole Show. We'll be right back.
Nuggets, games, and talk. Keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe. You guys have heard me the last few days talk about a brand new sponsor of the program, and this business is essential. Maybe you're hardcore. Maybe you're really trying to get fit and you want to get after it in 2026, or you just want to make a few tweaks here and there. Don't be the guy that's like getting online and there's some protein that'll work. You need local businesses to help you out. And I got the owner of Foundation Sports Nutrition here in Greeley, Kyle Krupanski, joining me. Kyle, my friend, I've only known you for a short time, but I'm excited to have you on the program. And to, like I said, man, I got small goals. I'm not looking to be Arnold out there, but you're helping me along that journey.
Hey, man, everyone's got a goal. We got to try to get there as fast as possible, right?
That's the thing, man. And when we first met, I'm like, hey, here's what I'm looking to do. Everybody's busy. Everybody's crazy. So what do? They get online and they find something. And that doesn't make sense necessarily with their body type, whatever their goals are. And that's where you come in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of the nature of it, right? So, we look at things online, too. And, we're going to read all these 5-star reviews. And then we're going to read all the 1-star reviews. Realistically, the majority of us kind of sit kind of in the middle somewhere. And, we kind of need the thing that fits best for us. So to be able to talk to somebody that's got dietetics background, can kind of get to know you a little bit and find the things that fine tune it for you. That's kind of what it's all about for us.
Is this kind of a crazy time of year for you, though? I mean, we're in January. You have people that are working on those New Year's resolutions and whatnot. Is this wild for you now, where people are coming to you saying, hey, I got to fix something. I got to change.
Yeah, I mean, it always gets fun, right? You get a little extra motivation. People are a little bit more hyped up to kind of like get after whatever they want to go for. You were also coming off of eating all the cookies and everything. So, you know, nobody's really in like their happy place necessarily. So it's always kind of an interesting, like, kind of double-edged sword, right? We're kind of feeling a little bit blah, but, you know, kind of taking the extra motivation and taking the steps to actually make that change a little bit quicker.
Kyle, let's talk about like those steps. We just for, you know, the sake of the question, we got listeners tuning in. Maybe those listeners are like, you know, I haven't lifted weights. I haven't exercised. I haven't been on a jog in several years. I certainly don't maybe eat the best stuff, but they're listening and suddenly they hear Foundation Sports Nutrition. What's the next step? They come by, see you. What's that process look like?
Yes, yeah, so honestly, anybody that comes in, like the first thing we're going to do is talk to you about what your goals are. For me, I'm going to figure out what you're eating first. You know, supplements only do so much. You know, they are just the supplement to the diet. So that'll help us get to where we want to go a little faster. Every once in a while, you get something. It can kind of kickstart a little motivation, right? And you know, maybe we need like a little bit of caffeine or mood enhancer kind of thing in the mornings just to get going. But it's not just going to make the fat loss happen or the muscle gain happen, right? The goal is to make sure you're eating right. We get your body working like kind of a well-oiled machine, right? Get the right fuel in your system. In turn, you start to feel better. You have more energy throughout the day. You sleep better at night. And then all of a sudden, the motivation to get into the gym and get active just kind of sparks. So it's a really cool byproduct of getting nutrition locked in first, making that our sole focus, our first focus. And then we get to add in, okay, here's something that might make it go a little bit faster. Here's something that might decrease your soreness a little bit. So all those things kind of get to tie in. But we build from the nature of the name Foundations is we build from the food, so ground up. And, you know, the supplements are kind of like the peak of that foundation or peak of that kind of pyramid. But the foundation is going to be your nutrition and what you're actually putting in your body every single day.
And Kyle, too, like, as far as your clientele, and this is why I like to stress this, this isn't 100%, hey, you're training for a triathlon or you're getting into the gym and you're going to outlift everybody. I'm sure you have a lot of those dudes and gals, but this is also for that person that's like, man, I have like 30 minutes, you know, I don't have much time to get this done. That's where you come in and you make this something that actually is achievable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so then sports nutrition is kind of a unique name for like what we do, right? And the reason we call it sports nutrition is because it's not clinical nutrition, right? This is kind of how to get any body to work at peak performance. And that doesn't matter what you're doing, right? There is a highest amount of energy we can get. There is a best feeling you can get, whether you're working out or not. Like you have that feeling throughout the day. And the goal is to get you being at peak, right? Even if that's at home playing with kids or grandkids, right? You need to, you know, we want to be peak performance for that. So the goal is to just get your body functioning properly and at the highest possible that it can. And that's where you get to like, again, you build motivation from that.
Well, and this is why I'm so interested in this. I don't really exercise because I want to look good or anything like I'm married, man. I don't care anymore. But I told you a little bit about my story. I have an autistic 8-year-old and he is way more athletic than me, way more athletic than I was when I was 8 years old. He's constantly on the go. So not only do I look at exercise, but I'm like, all right, I need to make some changes too, to make sure I'm ready to get up early in the morning and chase this kid down from sun up to sundown.
Absolutely. And like, you know, kind of like you and I talked about, like being able to find some different things for him to be able to do. You want to be, you know, you want to know that you're kind of ready for any of those things that he just clicks with right away too. So, you know, you don't want to have to like look at what he's going to want to do and then wonder if you can, you know, catch up with him or not. You just want to know you can do that stuff.
I love it. And I'm excited. You got me on some multivitamin stuff. And I got to tell you, the first day I took it, I was like, whoa. I felt it,
cool.
Man.
It's kind of cool when you get one that actually gives you like the right vitamins and you're actually absorbing them the right way.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
yeah.
And you know, that's a game changer right there.
So I know eventually as we get to know you, I do want to bring you in at some point to the podcast studio because you have a fascinating story, too, as to why you got into this. And so at some point here very soon, we sit down, no commercials, no annoying producers like Michael back there. You and I can just have a long chat because I want our listeners to learn your story. But I'm also going to be going through some of this process too, so we'll document that as we go.
No, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Kyle, man, I appreciate you. I'm looking forward to this partnership, and I am looking forward to looking exactly like Arnold. Right, that's the plan.
Yeah, that's
right?
It. That's the goal, right? Yeah. I do generally tell people if it was that easy, pretty much all of us would look like bodybuilder Arnold Schwarzenegger. So you know, yeah, it's you know, still putting in the work and just making sure you have your goals and your steps to make it there.
I might have to upgrade the 8-pound dumbbells if I'm going to do that. Then I might have to increase. Get the increase going. Kyle, appreciate you, bro. And we're right down the road, so I'll be seeing you soon. And we do look forward to that full-on podcast chat too. I'm really excited about that idea.
No, absolutely. I'm excited, man. Always good to talk to you, Brady.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. Kyle Krupansky, the owner of Foundation Sports Nutrition in Greeley. And he got me on this this multivitamin. It's keto-friendly for you, too. It's cold-processed. I don't know anything about this stuff, Mike. But I know the first day, I just poured a little ounce in my water bottle, and I already felt fantastic. I already felt great. So I'm pairing that now with lifting and everything. So I'm trying to eat the right things and do the right things. It's a process, man. We might be able to fix that knee up, too. I don't know. Maybe he's a miracle worker.
He could be a miracle worker. Sounds like a great product. And as your co-host, can I get some of that for free?
Might be able to hook up some listeners for something for free.
But I'm your co-host.
Well, if you were my co-host, I'd hook you up for free. Yeah. Yeah. If you were my co-host. If you were actually a co-host, I would do that for you. But
co-host.
If we win an award, right, with the CBA this year, there's only one name that's going to be on there.
It's true. I did type your name.
We will. We'll tape on a little and his friend and his little buddy.
And little buddy.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I'll be Gilligan, you'll be Skipper, except I'm the one that wears the hat.
Which one's Skipper? Does he wear the blue shirt?
Yeah, you have the blue, I have the red.
Isn't the main character Gilligan, though? Isn't it Gilligan's Island? So wait,
Gilligan? But it's kind of more of an ensemble cast.
You're Gilligan, though?
You're the main character.
You're the main character. You're what they named the entire show off of. That's you.
Yeah.
So you went from Rainn Wilson to Dwight to now you're like a legend in TV.
Yes.
I guess both of them are kind of legends in TV.
And my last name is Denver.
I never really watched Gilligan's Island. Never got into that.
I watched it Saturday afternoons.
And you liked it?
I mean, I did. I was a kid.
They were on a cruise or something, and then they got stranded on an island?
It was a three-hour tour.
Why do they have more clothes? Why do they all, like, change out clothes and stuff? Don't they have different clothes throughout every episode?
No. Like
they're in the same clothes?
The rich people did.
But why did they bring
clothes?
The
millionaire and his wife.
If it was only a three-hour tour, why did they bring extra clothes?
Well, because they, I don't know why they did.
It's a major hole.
They decided to show off all their wares and how much money they had.
Major plot hole right there. That's a major plot hole.
Well, they had the professor, and the professor could build anything because, you know, professors are smart at everything.
All right, coming up next, Mike, we'll get to buy or sell. And you know what we're going to do this edition? Sign or don't sign for Broncos free agents. Coming up, that'll be the big one. Buy or sell right around the corner. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. Don't you dare go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.